Strass's re-election Tuesday was part of the ceremony that marks every first day of a legislative session, but this time was different.
150 ayes, 0 nays, and 0 present not voting.
In the past, Tea Party conservatives have aggressively campaigned against the more moderate Strauss. They've tried to unseat him. This time, Strauss had no opponents. When I recently sat down with Strauss, he acknowledged the tight budget lawmakers will be dealing with this time. There's an estimated gap of $4 to $6 billion just to pay for continuing current services in the next two-year budget.
And that's going to be a very, very tall order with the fiscal constraints that we have due to the downturn in the oil and gas economy over the last several years.
Strauss says that one of his priorities is to do something the Texas Supreme Court opted not to do, reform the state system for funding public education. Justices said the system doesn't work, but ruled it constitutional. Strauss doesn't give any details, but wants to do away with the so-called Robin Hood plan. That's where the state redistributes tax money from property-wealthy districts to help pay for schools in property-poor districts.
I think our parents and taxpayers out there know it. Several hundred school districts now are in the recapture system, in the Robin Hood system, sending far too much of their local taxpayer money to the state. That needs to be addressed.
Strauss also wants to reform the state's mental health care system so those suffering from mental illness get help instead of getting lost in local jails. He believes programs in his own county may serve as models for the rest of Texas.
Bexar County's been a leader in this policy area. I think the state of Texas, other areas of the state are doing some good work too. But I think great improvements can be made to our mental health care system.
Strauss will no doubt bump heads with Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, who presides over the Senate. Patrick is promoting school choice legislation that would allow some students to attend private schools and pay for it with state tax dollars that would normally go to public schools. That's something Strauss may oppose. Then there's the Lieutenant Governor's support for a so-called bathroom bill. It would limit public and school bathrooms that could be used by transgender people. Strauss has said it's not a priority for him, and he's apparently concerned that type of legislation could drive away business and big events as it did in North Carolina.
We can encourage economic growth by setting and acting on the right priorities. If someone wants to invest in Texas, if they want to bring commerce and opportunity to our state, we should welcome them. This state should invite economic activity, not turn it away.
Political scientist Mark Jones at Rice University says if Strauss doesn't support a bathroom bill or a certain school choice bill, he can, as Speaker, prevent it from ever reaching the House floor for a vote.
He'll send the bill to the place where many bills go to die in the Strauss House, and that's State Affairs Committee, where it will sit and languish until the end of May. The session will end, and there it'll be with a whole bunch of other trophies of bills that never made it out of committee.
Jones says Strauss, more moderate on many social issues than the governor and lieutenant governor, is in the unique position to oppose and stop some of their efforts. And that may make Strauss the most powerful lawmaker in Austin this session. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.